We will not copyright or trademark that. We do not have the rights to this at all. Please do not sue us. Thank you.
Welcome to These Unprecedented Gays, featuring Joe Grinnelli and Paul Smith. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, and review wherever you stream your podcasts. Check us out on Instagram at TUGaysPod and email us at TUGaysPod@yahoo.com. We hope you enjoy. But I was like, it's exciting because it's our 80th episode.
I know, it's like how old I am. That's what I was trying to say. I was like, I feel 80 today.
Dude, it's been 84. Well, I've been the little lady from the dance.
We need that meme.
But, you know, it's also, this is our last episode of season 2.
I know, it's bittersweet.
For the regular season, we'll still have one that we're going to do for San Diego Pride. Gosh, but this is our last episode of the season, and it's a Pride episode because it's the last Friday of Pride, so. Oh,
it's not the Good Friday, though.
When you said
last Friday of Pride, I was like, Good Friday? I don't know why it made me think of that. I was like, Jesus. Well, because Jesus did something on Good Friday, right?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Did he?
I'm looking at Andy like,
you went to Catholic school.
I know, my mom probably is so like, she was so disappointed when I was like, where's Jesus from again? She's like, Joe, you went to Catholic school for 13 years and you don't know that? I was like, Jerusalem? I was like, I don't know, Bethlehem?
Yeah, you want to know what he did? He was crucified.
Oh, on Friday?
That's like the last.
Jesus of
Nazareth. But I think he was born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Then he lived in Jerusalem?
Remember there was like a what do they call it?
The inn.
The audit. They had to go to their...
Girl.
The audit?
If he was on Instagram, he would, in his profile, he would have like a little airplane with those little pin drops that would say like Nazareth to Bethlehem to Jerusalem. He'd be an influencer.
Oh my God. And then they would have a picture of like water and then like arrow into wine.
Exactly.
And what else? What's like the
y'all may know my stuff? Dad. Come on, that's funny.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh. So anyway.
Oh, man.
I'm Paul.
I'm Joe.
And we're These Unprecedented Gays.
You made me so warm. I'm sweating now.
I know. And it's been a while since we've seen each other because we didn't have an episode recently.
I think it's been about 2-ish weeks.
I know. A lot has
Because I went to another state for work.
Yeah.
And then we had a little day in New York for funsies, but yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, we had to tell the peoples out there about the big news about what's coming up in season 3. You know how we always talk about every time we mention a product, we always like, do you want to sponsor us?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we might have a sponsor.
We maybe might, could have, possibly, maybe should, maybe what? I don't know.
You're going to have to stay tuned for season 3 and find out.
I mean, they should, right?
They should anyway.
Yeah.
Like, we'll come
to listeners, that just means annoying ads.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Listen, you're in sales. We're going to all be sales.
Before this podcast used to be ad-free, not anymore.
Oh, no, and you can't skip through it. It's not like in YouTube if you, like, just skip the ads.
Yeah, like I do when I watch Bussy Queen. I skip.
I still pay for premium. That was probably the best thing.
So we just got a 3-month trial of premium, and I'm so happy.
You're never going to go back. It's $14.
Like, oh, I might go back.
No, because YouTube Premium, it was like a game changer. I think I've had it for like 2 or 3 years now, and it's been a lifesaver. Because I don't want to see no ads.
I mean, does it make that big of a difference?
Yeah, because there's no ads. Because like when you have regular YouTube, there's like a beginning ad, and then sometimes ads are in the middle. Mm-hmm. So like depending upon the length of the video, so like Bussy Queen would have like 2 ads.
But does it get rid of the sponsored ad within that's built into?
It gets rid of all ads. There's no ads.
So like even when Bussy Queen does their own.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So like those kinds of like, hey, today's video is brought to you by.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Those are still, because that's like in their video, but like the YouTube ads inserted don't. Ads. Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Like, but if I'm going to pay $14, I want you to get rid of all the ads. I don't want to hear any ads.
You know what? We should, whatever this is called, contact YouTube and say, like, for $15, you can get rid of the ads where they talk about their sponsor.
Who's going to listen to all that content and filter it out, though?
That's- they have AI. Come on. Come on. It's 2022. They can AI it up. Yeah. Or whatever.
So, how was your week? How was it?
Like, well, a lot has occurred. So, like I said, I was in another state. I was in New Jersey. And then I met up with Nick because he was in New York for a wedding, but also it was in Connecticut. And then we did a... what's it called? Like a tourist day in New York City, which was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
We went to Stonewall and then...
people didn't die there, just so you know.
Well,
no matter what Derek Barry says,
it was one died there. It gave me like number one on Fifth vibes from San Diego.
Oh, definitely.
And it was... I loved it because it was quaint. It wasn't sceney. And it was like really like cozy.
But you were like... for me, I was expecting something different when I went there.
Yeah.
But I do like that little park that's right across the street from them.
It was closed when we went.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, we walked by there again because we went to have, when we were in New York, we went and had breakfast. We got bagels and lox at, what's the name of that place that we went to that I was like, oh, we have to go. It's like Two Sisters or brother and sister or something. But anyway, best bagel and lox in the city. A group of
family members.
Exactly. Yeah. But it was really good. And then we walked over there that way and we're like, oh, look, there's the Stonewall again.
It's cute. I mean, I enjoyed it. And then we went to a really, really, really bad drag show. I think we texted you guys.
Yes.
Oh, it was so bad. Good. They were just like talking for like 30 minutes. Okay. And I was like, this is not a comedy show. And I think one of the queens is going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race the next season. Izzy Uncut.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah. So
Russian Daughters had the best bagel and lox in the city, so that was great.
Lox is the salmon, right?
Yes.
Like smoked salmon? Like the thinly smoked
salmon, okay. Yeah.
That's not cooked.
It's
smoked.
It's smoked.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, so it's cooked.
It's cured. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing about that drag show is that they were an hour late.
Oh, that's normal.
Which I guess is kind of normal, right? But then it was an hour late, and then they just like took their sweet ass time.
Usually 30, 45 minutes. And they didn't take their sweet ass time. They thought they were comedians.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was kind of like us riffing right now back and forth. And I was like, they are not podcasting. There is no open mic night. I want to see you windmill. I want to see you death drop. And I want to see you freaking like lip
I
want
to see you point and move to that side of the stage.
Yes. And I want to see you collect your dollar bills. And they took 40 minutes to do that. And I was like, we're leaving. I was like, I'll give them each one
song.
And their songs were terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, the song choice
bad
is not good either.
Song choice. One of them like did the MIA like the cash register gunshot noise.
Oh, paper planes.
Yeah. But I was like, we just had freaking mass shootings. Know your social
read the room.
Cues.
Read the room.
So yeah, I didn't really like that, and I don't think that this person, if they're on Drag Race, I hope they get eliminated first.
Wow.
Yeah.
Personal. Yeah.
Exactly. I was offended, honestly. Like you don't, and people left. Like there was a bunch of guys like in the back that left, and I was like, I need to like we need to leave. Like, and then
that's where we
Nick's
saw Travis
cousin
Wall.
Was like, oh yeah, we saw what's his name,
Travis Wall.
Travis Wall and Jesse Ferguson.
No, that was a different day.
Yeah. But we saw him too.
Travis was at the
Travis Wall was at the drag show.
Oh my god, I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who Travis Wall is?
Oh my God, he was Nick was like, oh, that's Travis Wall. I was like, cool.
That's like one of the best choreographers to come out of So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
And the new season's on, so we're watching it. So it's like, we're like waiting for Travis Wall to be on there because we're waiting for somebody to run and then get caught. Because that was his like signature move. Like they would contemporary and they would run and then the person would catch him in one arm, but they'd look like they were like arms
Superman.
And legs out. Yeah. Oh.
Is it? Wait, no. Which one was the dancer that got canceled?
I don't know.
ABDC.
Oh, right. ABDC, America's Best Dance Crew.
Was that the Jabberwockies?
Yes, they were found on that. Yes.
Okay.
We used to love that, too, because they had so many good groups
on
there.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, you should.
Maybe I have. I don't know.
So That was they've had a big scandal already this year for the current season.
What happened?
Matthew Morrison supposedly said an inappropriate text.
I saw the BuzzFeed article about
yes. that. Yes. And so we don't know based on what Matthew Morrison has said. It was just one text that said, hey, it was good to meet you or something. I want to get together.
It was
or,
like, reach out to me.
Right.
I want to introduce you to
some because people. She was talking about working with somebody and he could make that happen. So he was trying to make it happen and it turned into this whole thing. And so now Leah Remini is the judge now instead of him.
Really?
Leah Remini?
I know, but she has supposedly a passion for dance and she was on, what's the other dance show? Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. they're really grasping at straws.
They couldn't really find anybody else. But like, you know, and she's the older one now because like you've got JoJo Siwa, who's the really young one.
She's on that?
Yes.
Okay.
She's actually really good.
She's like,
but
what,
she has like a lot of energy. And I'm like, I need to take that down a little bit.
Well, have
like,
you seen her
stop
YouTube?
Shouting.
Yes.
That's
you're not
her.
Me.
That's her. I mean, back when she was on YouTube, she's like, but and it's like, what do you?
She's got her little lesbian haircut now and everything.
Oh, did she cut her hair off?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then Twitch is the middle. He's the middle
from Ellen.
Age.
Yeah. Well, he was on. He was originally on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, he was originally a competitor on there, and then became a choreographer, and then he was also Ellen's DJ for a while.
Yeah.
So,
I know that, yeah.
And then now they have Leah Remini as the older judge.
Oh, Lord. Instead of Mary, I miss Mary.
I do miss Mary too because she had the hot tamale train.
Yes, you know? With her frozen face.
Yeah.
What? So, what's a hot tamale train?
That was Mary.
Mary. It's not Mary Berry.
It's not Mary Berry. Mary Murphy.
Mary Murphy, she was a dancer from here in San Diego. She had a studio on 5th or
more
4th.
More like mostly ballroom though, right?
Yeah. Ballroom.
But you can see her face doesn't move just from the pictures.
Yeah. So she has the same smile. It's like her smile never changes either.
What's Nigel?
Nigel Lithgow, yeah.
Oh, Nigel days.
So
I do not know this show.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. So we got off track because Travis Wall.
Oh, yeah. No, so we saw him. But then the next day was just like tourist stuff.
And you guys saw A Strange Loop.
Yes, but we also went to Levain Pastry.
Oh, right. Whatever. For the cookies.
And okay, let me tell you
and that, you didn't bring any back to San Diego for
Well, I was telling you when we went to the barbecue that I didn't know you could bring food on a plane because I thought it wasn't legal.
And when we came back from New York,
I thought you packed it in your luggage that was checked. I'm not kidding. I didn't know, like, it wasn't there, but like, I was like, you can bring stuff on the plane? Because I never bring food in. I always buy it at the airport because I'm like, oh, I can't bring anything.
At the
airport. It was airport and airplane.
So what about the rest of your week? What's the rest of your
week? Well, let's talk about Strange Loop because it was phenomenal. You need to see it whenever it does come touring. And it was fantastic. I really enjoyed
it. And it won for Best New Musical.
Yeah.
For Best Musical at
Tony's.
And
you saw it like 48 hours before it won.
Yeah, we saw it on Thursday. And
yeah, that's amazing.
Was like, on the
that's so Sunday, great. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, good for you guys. Like, that's kind of like how we felt when we saw like Moulin Rouge before it won the Tonys. And then we saw Beautiful like a couple of weeks after it won the Tony, but we had bought our tickets before. So it was like, it was really cool to still see Jesse Mueller in that in that role and stuff. So
did you guys were there on Sunday?
I wasn't.
I was.
Did you see anything related to the Tonys? Like, was there a buzz in the town or anything?
Not really, but it's just more or less like a hassle in that part of town because they block off away from Radio City. I was able, so I wanted to walk around and see just maybe I could see a few people. I didn't see a lot of celebrities, but I walked around to 30 Rock and they had made the whole 30 Rock area with pride flags. So that was cool.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, they basically on the other side of the street around Radio City, it was blocked off. So you couldn't get too close. And that whole area was just extra traffic. But it was fun. It's like a fun city to be in, on the day of the Tonys.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the only other update is that Max had a birthday.
Yes, we saw.
I don't think that's the only update.
Wait, what else is
there? Viaggio Italia.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to Italy. Well, I mean, I'm going to Italy for work, but that's not, like, I feel like...
I mean, that's exciting, though.
Yeah, well, so we're going to Boston.
in the beginning of July. And then I went to New Jersey, and then the folks over there were like, oh, I joked with him. I was like, oh, well, like, if you need anyone in Italy, like, I'll come, like, visit, and anything of it. And then, like, I get back from New Jersey, and then my boss messaged me. She's like, do you have a minute? I was like, yeah, what's going on? She's like, so they are asking for you in Italy. And I was like, when? Because I was like, oh, I could do, like, August, or, like, July 11th to the 15th. And I was like, are you okay with me not working for 19 days? Like, because I'm not going to be here from the 1st to the 8th, and then I'm not going to be here until the 19th of July. Wow. She's like, yeah. I was like, okay.
That's just you're like outside of Milan, right?
Yeah, so it's in Ivrea.
Okay.
Which is an hour west.
Holler out to any of our Italian listeners that know where that is.
Buongiorno, Ivrea. Buonanotte.
But so you could go, are you going to go into Milan? Or?
Yeah, so I fly into Milan, and then I get a rental car, and then I go into Biella on Saturday. I stay there because that was only a hotel that was available.
Right.
And then I go into Ivrea on Sunday, and they have like this cute, like, it's like a historic, cute little town on along a river.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. I'm bringing my bike because I was like, when am I ever going to be able to like bike in Italy? Right now is the answer. and like the best part about this is it's all covered from work. So like I'm getting first class. They're flying me first class to Milan. I know. So I'm like, I'm excited for it. So I'm excited to report back. I'm like, I don't even know what I need to get. Like, I need to get a travel charger, like a converter. Your passport good? My passport. Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah, we have all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what Italy plugs use?
Yeah, because we were in Italy and we have plugs for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
We have like a multi one, don't we? Like, yeah, we have a.
Is it a multi prong approach? Yeah. Oh!
What? The only decision you didn't make was you decided not to stay in the castle.
Okay. They like had a castle. And I was like, no.
So there are actually in Italy, really cool. You can stay in castles. So like,
but like, listen, like Nick was like, oh, that's so cool. Historic. I was like, that's a ghost. That's a ghost. There's no air conditioning. A lot of them
are also like nunneries and stuff that you can stay at and everything. So
I just like wanted a little more like modern amenities, like not a shared shower.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they might have 5G there.
And it might actually be hot there.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Yeah. So you want like air conditioning. Yeah. Get it.
It's like right now, actually, I was looking at the weather. It's thunderstorming and 90.
Oof.
So I was like, well, that rain needs to stop.
Well, at least there'll be pasta and pizza to
I'm eating keep pasta. You company. I'm eating pasta and pizza every single day. I am having pizza every single day.
That must be nice for you.
Well, when in Rome, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I won't be in Rome.
But you won't be in Rome.
When in Ivrea, right? It doesn't really work. So that's me. What about you?
Nothing really to report. It's been kind of boring and stuff.
Nothing.
But, like, I do want to talk about some things that have been in the news.
Give me the news, because I don't know what's happening.
So, did you hear about the elephant?
No. Is there an elephant in the room?
I hope not, because this one killed a woman in India, and then a couple days later, went to her funeral and stomped her corpse.
Okay, but, like, where was her funeral that was accessible by elephant? That's like handicap accessible, elephant accessible.
But like not only that, but that elephant brought friends
and
wrecked the village. Yes. Like that's how crazy the story is. Like, what did you do to this elephant?
100%.
Like,
yeah.
You are a bad person.
Like, well, like, oh my God, like when elephants go bad.
Right, it's exactly it. But I'm just like, that's so crazy that
how did it know? But I mean, elephants are very smart.
Right. They are very smart. And they know.
And they never forget.
And they never forget. So.
Damn.
I know.
So what's the lesson in this one is don't piss off elephants.
Exactly.
You will get trampled. And then you go trample your grave.
And then it's not even going to let you rest in peace. It's like, I'm going to come get you, bitch.
I mean, like.
I am petty.
I don't know. Like, how did it find the. Okay.
Yeah. So
we need to interview that elephant.
Maybe. Can we get him on the podcast? Can you see if you can do that, Nick?
But if you are any of our listeners in India,
Twitter already made it like, look at like...
Like, oh yeah, with Oprah.
Like, just like...
Everybody.
The testimonial.
The Michael Jordan, and I took that personally with the...
Oh my God.
So you heard about Kim K ruining Marilyn Monroe's dress, right? Mm-hmm. At the Met Gala?
I heard about her ruining America. With her personality and presence in society.
Okay. Well, you really going in on that one.
Yeah, I think that the Kardashians should be rid from the earth.
Well, supposedly they said that she didn't ruin it. Not that I really care. But, you know, that's what the, you know, Ripley's Believe It or Not or something like that. That owns
Okay.
Because they own the dress. Mm. They said it was already damaged.
PR stunt.
And, hello, Drake released new music, and then Beyonce was like, no, I'm releasing new music. And it's all like this EDM house, like...
Yeah. Drake or Beyonce?
Both of them.
Beyonce's song was very surprising to me, because...
I love that she put Big Frida on there again, and I'm like, yes.
Well, so I was hoping it was going to be like this ballad, and it played last night, and it was like, what is this? I think I might need some warming up to it, because I was like... I don't know what this
people
is.
People have very strong feelings about both of their sounds. Like, people are like...
Drake is like EDM?
It has like this EDM house sound to it.
Is it good? What do you think?
It's okay.
Okay.
But does it fit Drake, I don't
think. Is it like, Hold On, We're Going Home, but like techno-y?
Yes.
I love that song, though.
So, but here's the thing. Somebody like posted on Twitter, they were like, Drake said, I'm going to give you house music. And Beyonce was like... you're not really giving house. It's more like apartment, baby.
Oh my God.
Like, that's hilarious. But I'm also like, I'm vibing to the new Beyonce one. Cause I'm like, good. She's basically saying gay rights.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're going to create an economic collapse because I just want people to just quit work.
Didn't it say quit your job or something?
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly, like at 9 PM last night, it was like memes galore. And I was like, how are people this quick?
Exactly.
And I'm like, I barely listened to this, and it was like thousands of memes. And I was just like, you know, A+, good job, kids out there.
Oh, and so I watched Fire Island. Have you watched that yet? That's going to be a no.
Yes, we did.
We did.
Oh, you did. Oh, did you like it?
No. I loved it.
So, how did you not like it?
I hated all of the white people in it. I really did. I was like, you are insufferable, and you need to go.
I think that was the whole point, but it's also being a Gaysian myself, yeah. That is exactly how we're sometimes treated.
Because but it was visceral. I had a visceral reaction to it, and I was like, this is really, I hate this. Because I was like, oh.
You just even
like
hated the cute guy that he was like, that the one guy was falling in love with, that Bo and Yang was falling in love with?
Yeah.
Oh.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Take your curly hair and jump off a cliff.
Why?
Because I was just like, oh, I wanted the Bo and Yang and the other guy, his friend, I thought they were going to get together.
Oh.
I wanted that to be a thing. Because I was like, ooh, they're best friends. They had the little finger touch thing.
Yeah, but I'm actually glad that didn't happen because that's a romantic comedy trope.
I know, but I would have loved it. Okay. So, I mean, I think that it did a good job at, like...
Bless you, Cooper.
At, like, Salud. Is that Italian?
Yes. No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
I just loved it was gay Asian Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, basically, yes. Yeah. And I was like, they didn't shy away from a lot of that stuff, like, talking about the fat femme and, yeah. And Asian, you know, and the fact that you're only... if you're Asian and you're in the gay community... Your body is basically what's selling you.
Well, his friend, like, I loved how he was a firecracker and, like, told all the other guys off. Like, when they would go into the house, it's like, hi, how are you? It's like, we're really doing this. I'm yeah. Like, oh, good job. So I liked the friend.
But it's like, Andy and I have met people like that where you've met them before a couple times and they're just like, hi, have we met before? It's like, bitch.
You know what I do in those instances? I go, yes, we've met multiple times.
I'm just like, no, we haven't. Who are you? That's what I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, this is a good, you know, conversation because this is our topic. It's like movies and shows that have like helped shape who we are as gay people. And I think Fire Island's a I know you didn't like the white people, but I think that's the whole point.
I can appreciate what it was for and like what it spoke for, because what I liked about it was that it was an Asian cast that was like not the mainstream. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of Asian actors that are like the forefront runners in like those kinds of movies,
right?
You know, and that's what I appreciated about it. It was like, hey, we're here. Like, hi.
And it did make me realize that I don't want to go to Fire Island, but I'll probably go to Provincetown.
Okay. So also, Nick was like, did you know Fire Island has no cars? And I was like, how do you get around?
You walk.
Yeah. And I was like, not going to happen.
But then also, how does Fire Island have a pride if they don't have any cars? Like, how do they do a parade? Is it all walking?
Oh my God. They wear like little suspender things, and they have like little like float dioramas that just like hang on them.
Maybe they use like birds and scooters if they even have those.
Oh my God. They skateboard. They skateboard.
That would be hilarious.
I'm pretty sure there's videos of it.
I'm sure.
Oh man.
All right. So this is all about like movies that have helped shape us.
I mean,
and like shows or something like that, or even like movies that had like homoerotic like undertones that you didn't
realize. Oh, I got shows and movies.
Because like Top Gun is like the number one, the volleyball scene in Top Gun is like the number one rated like homoerotic scene in like movie history. But also, I was like, we kind of watched a little bit of Top Gun the other day, the original one. And I was like, there is a locker room scene where a guy is on his back with his legs up. And they framed it perfectly where Anthony Edwards' character is standing right in between the guy's legs.
Yeah.
So it kind of looks like he's fucking him. And I was like, that's a little bit more homoerotic than the volleyball scene. Even though there's like the whole volleyball scene is just basically like
flopping dicks.
Yeah, it's just, you know, half naked guys, oiled up, no women around at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds and they're like just a great manly time.
Yeah.
You know, loving on each other kind of thing.
Mm. Well, we have to do our segment though.
Oh my God, I totally forgot. I'm so sorry. It's been weeks.
I was like, I think we're missing something.
Okay. Well, that means it's time for mouth to mouth. All right, so what are you obsessed with?
Well, so the first thing was my work trip to Italy, but it hasn't happened yet. So, okay. Like, I'm obsessed with, like, looking up stuff. Like, you know how when you travel, like,
you do, like, all
the stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not planning anything, but, like, I'm looking to see, like, what's near, like, mostly, like, how I'm going to get there. So, like, logistics of it.
Yeah.
But it was really fun just, like, checking out, like, all the hotels and, like, other things.
And don't they drive on the other side of the road there?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
They're on the
American side.
On the American side. Are their cars the same as ours?
Yeah.
Oh. What do they drive on the other side of the road? Europe? Or UK?
UK, Scotland, Ireland.
Why do they do it, though? Do we know?
Mm. Hmm. Just to piss you off.
So I'm going to be... Okay, so I was worried about driving. This is good news. So my work trip to Italy, and then after watching Fire Island, I was watching a bunch of interviews with Bowen Yang and then the other guy, and they talked about Matt Rogers, who was in a show called I Love That For You, and it's a Showtime show, and it has Matt Rogers, it has Jennifer Lewis, Molly Shannon, and the other girl from SNL with the teeth, like the redhead with the teeth. You know who I'm talking about? I don't know her name.
No.
But, like, I'm watching it on Amazon Prime, and it's very cringy because it's about this woman that had cancer as a kid and is, like, a Home Shopping Network, like, she auditions to be on the Home Shopping Network sort of thing, gets it, and they were about to fire her, and she's like, I have cancer, but she doesn't have cancer. So, like, it's very interesting.
Oh, you know, this reminds me of a show that Rupert Grint, who was...
Harry Potter?
Ron Weasley
and
Harry Potter. He is on a show that that's basically the same thing. It's like he was supposed to be fired, and then he tells him that he has cancer, and so they don't fire him. He's like an insurance agent or something.
Yeah, Sick Note.
Hmm. Yeah, Sick Note. There you go.
Oh, it's a series. Interesting. Yeah, so I would recommend the show. It's like very interesting humor. And it's only like 30-minute episodes.
So okay.
It's my speed. Then I have two more.
Okay.
And I think you were a cause of one of these. So I got an Uni pizza oven.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So it arrived today.
Okay.
So I'm like very excited to use that. And I was like tracking the order like all day, every day. So stay tuned.
Okay.
And then my last thing that I'm obsessed with is I think when we were hanging out, you played The Future Starts Now from Kim Petras. Is that right?
Yes.
Was in your Pride playlist?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm obsessed with that song. And like the other day, I was like, Nick, do you know that when the future starts? He's like, what? I was like, it starts now. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, it starts now. The future's now. And he's like, what are you doing? So those are mine. What are yours?
I am only obsessed with one thing right now.
And it is.
And it is the new season. They rebooted Iron Chef America.
On Food Network?
On Netflix.
Do they have the original...
They do have the original host.
No, I was going to say, who are the Iron Chefs?
Oh, no. Totally new Iron Chefs. Oh. All new. No, that's okay.
So they have like Morimoto?
No.
He was kick-ass.
He was amazing. And then, but the ones that are on there right now are actually really good, because like Marcus Samuelson is on there. Ming Tsai.
Okay.
Dominique Crenn. There was... What's his name?
I know exactly.
Curtis Stone.
Yeah, he's interesting.
He's actually really good. I get him mixed up with Jamie Oliver all the time.
Yes, yes.
Jamie Oliver is the one that's problematic because he'll put
he's really cute though.
He is cute, but then he doesn't know how to make fried rice. If you ever watch Uncle Roger and watch him watching Jamie Oliver make fried rice, it's
hilarious. Did you know Uncle Roger's a character?
Yes.
I didn't.
You didn't?
You thought that's the way he really talked
about it. Well, so thank God for YouTube Premium, because I had to go all the way back to his older stuff, and he had stand up, and I was like, oh, that would peel the curtain back. I saw what was inside the sausage filling.
You
right
saw
there.
The wizard.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
This show kind of stresses me out. Iron Chef. Just the.
Oh, Alton pace Brown's and on like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alton Brown going around and
going. Well, also, Alton Brown is problematic.
Why? No, he's not.
Just really he was rude to Judge De Laurentiis on the holiday show when they did the Thanksgiving episode.
He wasn't rude to her.
Roll the footage. he has a very inflated ego.
Did he ask about why her shirt is cut so low?
No, but he was just very rude. And he was like, oh, Giada, because there was a lot of alcohol involved. You can tell, they were slurring. And then Giada cuts herself. And he's like, well, that happens when you're drinking. And it's like, oh, my God, Al Brown.
How's that rude, though? I feel like that's a fact.
He's just I don't know. I think he's very, pompous.
Okay.
Well, but he has a good, back in the day when he had Good Eats, before he was, quote-unquote famous... I really enjoyed him.
Yeah.
And then he got his $2
million. He does have this air about him that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say this, every time we watch it and somebody pulls out the mandolin, I'm my butthole clenches.
And they don't use the little extra thing that they plop on top.
Yes!
They don't have the chain mail.
Yes! Uh-uh. I'm it gives me, I have visceral, because I've cut myself on a mandolin at work, and it gives me a visceral reaction. I can't.
It's, trust me, I feel the same way, and I've not cut myself on a mandolin. It's just so stressful. My butthole doesn't clench.
It doesn't at all, ever?
No, it's really, really, really.
Okay. It's called overuse.
Oh!
Hashtag prolapse.
So those are what I'm obsessed with, but now I'm obsessed with because I was doing research on this topic, and I was oh my God, there's a lot of things that for me it was mostly the 80s, because that's when I was growing up and stuff, so those kind of movies and everything.
Side note before we get into that, I'm surprised. Did you ever watch Anne Burrell on Food Network?
Yes.
Did you know she's not a lesbian?
I know. I'm very surprised by that.
So there you go. Anyway, go back to Wes Hansen, too.
Oh, and her boyfriend or fiance is
100% beard.
He could get it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, she could probably get her real girlfriend because she's 100% lesbian.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway, so 80s.
80s was more my thing, because it was that's when I was coming up, but it was also the 90s when I was starting to come out.
Give me some of your lists.
I will say there was a lot of things that I realized that's the kind of guy I like. And there's things that I was like, oh, I don't ever think I want to do that or whatever. Cause like Moose from Porky's, the character Moose, was like, oh, I would definitely let him hit it. Cause I was like, that was like, I don't think that's Moose from Porky's. That's not Moose. Moose was the big guy.
Yeah. Where is,
I don't know, but like, and he was in the, I think he was in Revenge of the Nerds too or something also, but like that guy I thought was like, oh, well, he's really good looking to me because I like big guys like that. And then, like with, Revenge of the Nerds, that also like helped with my sexual awakening because I was like, oh, I would like, you know, tittle my piddle to him. And he was called Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh my God.
Which is so weird because Anthony Edwards was also in Revenge of the Nerds.
Maybe.
As well as Top Gun. So he's like in all these homoerotic kind of.
Maybe you had a.
Yes, that guy.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Paul, so stop.
No.
But also, Lamar, the black guy in Revenge of the Nerds.
I've never seen Revenge of the Nerds.
You've never seen Revenge? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you have to. It's very problematic right now.
Is it a cult classic?
It is very much a cult classic, but it is very problematic right now with the whole, like, basically rape in one of the scenes in, like, the fair. But Lamar was hilarious because he actually was so cool because it was like he was one of the first openly out gay characters that I'd ever seen on TV or in movies. And he was unapologetically himself and he didn't care. And he was gay, effeminate, and he was a nerd. And I was like, that's so cool. And he loved music.
It's me.
Because he's the one who like wrote the song and did all the music for the fair thing at the end where they became cool. So what about for you?
So I have a couple movies and then a couple TV shows, but like I went on the angle of like the sexual awakening and I was like, oh, there was a lot of awakening happening. But like, I think like I've talked about Spider-Man as being like, oh, dope. Oh,
but this which is like one?
The first one with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Like,
because when he came out with his buff body, I was like, okay, yes.
But also just like, I don't know shoot what it was. And also, like, you'll notice a theme of my, like, awakenings is, like, superheroes.
Okay. You like a costume, fantasy. Don't you?
I was like, am I a cosplay queen? I think I'm not, but, like, maybe I am.
Maybe you are.
Maybe I am. So, that one I've talked about before. And, like, that was one where I was like, oh, I can vividly remember when I watched that. Because I was in Lake Tahoe. And, like, I was with my parents. And, like, I think it was, like, 2001. I don't know when it came out. But it was young. The other one that was an awakening to me was the Batman and Robin with Chris O'Donnell and the
their cod piece and their nipples.
Their suits. They like that. So that picture, yes. There may have been some, what'd you say,
tittle your piddle.
Doesn't piddle mean to pee?
I don't know.
I think piddling means peeing your pants.
But like, it's by piddle. That's how I piddle with my piddle.
Piddler?
There you go.
Piddler on the roof?
Piddle on the roof.
What did you ever see that movie, though? The Batman movie?
Oh, of course.
Was there things astir in?
No. You know what? I was more about Michael Keaton. I thought he was just so sexy as Batman.
Was he in that?
He was in the first Batman.
Yeah.
He was the original.
Oh, George Clooney was the one with Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But also, hi, George Clooney.
Because Val Kilmer was right before that.
There's so many Batman.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man.
I mean, are there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like, did you not watch the last one? There's like three of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, since the inception of that. What else you got?
So, Police Academy. Did you ever watch Police Academy? Because like, I had a huge crush on Steve Guttenberg. I thought he was like funny, but he was also kind of sexy in a dorky kind of way.
Oh, he's cute.
And I'm like, that I thought was just so cool. And then they had this like, the running joke in there was they would send their captains.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Yeah, he had a great body too. But they would send their police captains to a place called the Blue Oyster Bar.
Okay.
And that was like
a strip club.
It was like a gay bar, but it was a gay like leather fetish bar. And I was like, that made me realize, I'm like, do I want to go into leather? But it was kind of scary in a way sometimes when you saw it pop up. I'm like, I don't want to be that gay. And I think that kind of like, I was like, oh, that's, now I look back on that and I'm like, oh, well, that's problematic. Like, oh. Hello, Paul, learn.
But you're, I'm like, internalized homophobia.
Right, exactly. But I'm also like, it was a little scary being a, you know, 11, 12 years old watching Police Academy and seeing these guys go into a bar like that. And everyone's in like fetish leather and like leather caps and ball gag that I didn't realize what was happening. And I'm like, is that what I'm supposed to be like when I'm gay? Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought. Like either Lamar Luttrell or like a leather daddy, queen.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no in between.
I'm like, I don't know if I want to wear leather.
I mean, you maybe never know.
It's hot in Florida.
I know. I live in Florida.
I don't think leather
breathes. I don't have that much baby powder.
You need mesh, leather mesh.
But like, yeah, go and watch Police Academy because Steve Guttenberg can get it. Okay. Like prime Steve Guttenberg. So what else? What other ones? So another superhero one?
Orlando Bloom in Lord of the Rings.
What did he play in Lord of the Rings?
The elf guy. The bow and arrow. Legolas. Legolas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was fine. And he had long hair. It wasn't cute, but I was like, oh.
It was all about the hair?
He was just like so like, because he was like a softer, because you had like Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
Who was like the like, whatever that means. And then Orlando Bloom was like just like a less aggressive and just kind of like more like polished like elf thing. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay. And he never ran out of arrows.
That he was could
a sustain.
That was a euphemism for his staying power.
Oh, nonstop. And he doesn't never age. Perfect stamina. Ugh.
And good skin.
Yes.
And look at that hair. Like that I means know. You have a very well balanced diet.
Or you know. You're a elf.
So another show, like this is a show that I used to watch all the time, and it was like perfect for me because then I could like because I couldn't watch porn in the house. Because everybody was, you know, mm-hmm. at home when I was younger. But, like, we had HBO, so I'd watch Oz and kind of, like, jerk off to that. Because there was also, like, that whole rape fantasy thing going on, Oz? Too. Because it was, like, Oz was set in a prison, a men's prison. And so everybody was gay for stay. So, you know, and Christopher Maloney was in it.
Yeah.
So, and, like, talking about prime Christopher Maloney, like he was just hot, and you see his penis and you see his ass, and basically you saw everybody's ass and a little bit of penis here and there.
Oh, it was HBO.
Right. And so they go in the closets or in the shower and go have sex or whatever it is. Like, yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Exactly.
Oh, arrest me.
I got ramen for you. There. Sorry. Here, you want my noodle? My instant noodle?
Maru-chan. Oh my God, that throws us back to when we had our chip episode and I ate the spice packet.
I know.
Those were good days.
Good times. Good times.
I think I don't have any more of those chips. I ate them all. Do you guys have any left over?
No.
We'll get fish.
That was months ago.
That was like last week. When was that? Was that a while ago? I don't know.
Like April.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
Was it that long
ago? Yes.
Okay, then. Sure. Anyway. Do you have another one?
So, like, did you ever watch, like, George of the Jungle or Magic Mike or 300?
I have 300.
Okay. Exactly.
And let me tell you. So, my high school mascot was Spartan. Like a Spartan.
Oh.
And like they had this whole thing about the 300s or whatever. And like I never watched it in high school because I was like deathly afraid of like, you know, popping a boner because it was like half naked men. And like Gerard Butler, like they were ripped. But like in high school, they had like I think, I don't know if it was like a swim team or some of the athletic people like dressed up like that. And I was like, this is not good for me. Like in a pep rally or whatever. And yes. I was like, oh, well, no.
They only have like their little like.
It's a sarong.
Skirts or whatever
It's not sarong. It's sarai.
And then they'd be like oiled up for battle.
Yes.
And it's like they're shirtless. And
but
they,
isn't it about actually like two 150 lovers?
Because that's what they people. Say. Yes. That it was supposedly 300 men, but 150 pairs of lovers.
How great is that?
Yeah. They were talking about that on like Queer History or something like that.
Did we watch something like we do? We watch the same thing? Because I feel like I saw that maybe on a YouTube or something.
Maybe. But it's interesting because like those movies weren't made to be for the gays.
Not at
per
all.
Se. Mm-hmm. But also when the villain
but
guy.
But they were so hot though.
But like when the 8-foot villain guy comes behind Gerard Butler and says, "Kneel before me."
Xerxes.
Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, okay.
Well, okay. So here's the thing.
We're going that route.
Like, they ugh,
and he and like the bad guy was like this whole like androgynous kind of which again is just like queer like baiting and queer coding kind of thing.
I mean, they played to me and I definitely ate it up.
Then you have like George of the Jungle with Brendan Fraser when he was like in his peak, like, yeah, and basically just doing the whole movie in a loincloth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh. Hello. Mm-hmm. I could get my, like, this going in my spank bank. Thank you very much.
I mean, I think. I mean,
looking at him now, no.
But, okay, he has done nothing wrong in his career, and it's just, like, a nice guy.
He is, and he's on Doom Patrol right now.
What's that?
The show on HBO Max. It's based on a DC comic book.
Okay.
He does the voice for Robot Man.
Huh.
So. He's really good.
Like, yeah, I feel like Brendan Fraser. Was he in The Mummy?
Yes, he was in The Mummy. The first couple ones. Not the one with Tom Cruise that they tried to reboot.
Tom Cruise is in a mummy?
Yeah. They did a reboot kind of thing.
I didn't watch. Because it's, is it Catherine Zeta-Jones and Brendan Fraser?
Who's in The Mummy? Oh, I don't know that. No, I think it's like Rachel something or other. Rachel Weisz. Rachel Weisz.
Yeah.
Oh, see, look at me. I know everything.
That came out in 99.
I guess.
George of the Jungle was probably, he was sexy. Did you see Immortals? Nick, pull up Immortals.
No.
Look at this.
What movie is that?
It's called Immortals.
Okay.
And so.
It's for the gods.
Like, a bunch of.
Oh, is it kind of like 300?
Yeah, but it's
You really had a type.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You really were going hard on this, like, Spartan.
Centurion.
And superheroes. You really want to be, rescued is what you're saying.
I wanted to be a damsel in distress.
Right, exactly. So,
no, okay, but like, seriously though, like when Peter Parker in Spider-Man, like rescued Mary Jane, it was like, rescue me.
Like, see, we're getting to the thick of this now, mm-hmm. You know.
Thick of it.
Yeah.
But I was like, rescue me by Aretha Franklin. Yeah. 300, Immortals, Lord of the Rings, Batman and Robin, Spider-Man.
Anything with like a codpiece or they're like half naked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was like a huge deal. Like, people hated that movie because of the codpiece. Like, that was a huge.
Wait, what's a codpiece?
The codpiece is the piece that goes over their penis.
Wait, what movie?
Their junk for Batman and Robin.
Any of them.
Like, that was like a huge deal.
Why?
Like, I don't know, because people were like, why do you need a codpiece on Robin?
Why not?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
It's very camp.
Okay, what else you got?
So now, are there like any movies like, you know, your basic, everybody loves kind of like LGBTQ movies that you love?
Mean Girls. So.
I mean, that's not like it has an LGBT character.
So
in it.
Let me tell you why, because.
Okay, tell me why.
Damien. Was that I think that was the first time that I really saw like a flamboyant, like
snarky,
not like your stereotypical like gay guy, right?
Right.
On TV. And like he had like a not like a traumatic ending to the story, you know?
Right. There was no gay trauma to it.
Cause I was like 13 when that came out. So that one I think is like, was an important one. I know it's like an iconic sort of movie, but like it really was like right as I was like growing up into my like, what was it? Like, I think it was a preteen. Came out in 2004 or maybe I was 14.
Okay.
But I was like a teenager, like very, very new teenager.
Okay.
But no. So back to what was your question?
Are there any like like specifically gay, lesbian, queer movies that you really enjoy that helped you?
You give me some of yours.
Because for me, one of them was Trick, because it was like finally a movie that didn't involve actually having sex or actually anything going wrong. It was just two guys trying to find a place to have sex together. But he's also talking about the musical that he's writing and, you know, how you become.
Did we watch that?
Mm-hmm. I think we did.
No, because it was on like Tubi or something.
Yes, we did watch it together. Yes.
We started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's one of my favorites just because it's like, it's light and airy, but it like, it also doesn't follow your basic rom-com kind of tropes kind of thing. So I thought it was, it's one of my favorites. I'll watch it over and over again.
And is, what was like the ending of that one? Did they end up getting together?
No, they never ended
up. They never had sex. That's right.
Exactly.
And they just like kind of parted ways and it was like, here's my phone number or something.
Right. And it was actually his phone number.
Yeah. Cause he was a go-go boy.
Right.
Yeah. That was a cute movie. I like that movie.
It's cute.
Well, I liked it because you recommended it.
Right. And of course, there's always like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Those are like basic staples. Like when you get your gay card, they tell you to watch these movies.
I haven't seen either of them.
And I told you that I knew somebody who was in Tu Wong Fu, right?
Did you?
Yeah. When they go to the town, the small town, one of the four guys who's like the town bullies, one of them is named Shay, and he's the tall blonde one. Doesn't really have a line in it or anything, but I used to work with him at the House of Blues. And then when I saw Tu Wong Fu, I'm like, what? Look at that. I know somebody.
So I had a movie, cause it was like one of the formative movies. Like, and this actually was like, I was 21.
Okay.
So I was like old, if you want to call it that, but like it was formative enough to me where it was like I saw like just a regular interaction between two gay guys, and the movie's called Weekend. And it's, I think, based in like your like the UK or something, but it's these two guys.
I think I heard about this, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, it was like it made me cry because I was like, oh, it's like two guys that just like see each other and hang out for a weekend. One of them's like a lifeguard and the other guy is like, I don't know, like visiting or something. And then it was just like this interaction for a weekend that they have together and they had a really fun time. And it wasn't like the stereotypical like eating out or whatever, or like those kinds of movies. And it was very like just real. And so that was kind of formative for me, I think.
I think it, even now you can still have shows and movies that help still form who you are. Cause it's like, if you're seeing yourself on screen, it's great because then you're like, I can still be more of myself, you know?
What was a recent movie that you can think of for that example?
Oh gosh. Oh, Pride. It's this one about, these, I think it was Berlin or
British.
And they wanted to have a Pride festival. Oh no, they were, it was a group of gay people and they were helping, out the miners in Britain. And
like coal miners?
Yeah, because there was a miner strike.
Oh.
And they were raising money to give to them to help them out so that they can, so their town could not die or whatever. Mm-hmm. And had problems with it coming from gays. So it was like this whole thing, and it's like, oh, this is a really great movie. It I think we've watched it twice.
Yeah,
because it's that good. And it has just like a lot of like, and it's like 2007, so it's a pretty newer movie, and it just, I love it, and it's great, and you should watch it. Like,
right, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it
great ending.
It was a great ending. It makes you feel good. Yeah, it's just all around just a great movie.
I don't know. I don't know if I can think of anything recently.
Or also, everybody's talking about Jamie. Just because it was such a great movie to see not only the musical coming to life, but like you see this person who just wants to live in their truth entirely and knows it and is ready to embrace it and is just waiting for everybody else to catch up to him.
Without shame,
without any kind of like, you know, just this is who I am. This is who I want to be. And you have to accept it. And that was okay. And for kids to have that, especially playing a character who's supposed to be 16 years old, to have kids be able to see that is great.
Yeah, I think the only thing I can think of in the recent is actually Q-Force with Twink.
I love that show.
Well, just because, like, and it's the guy from Fire Island. He voices Twink.
Oh, okay.
Twunk or whatever, Twink, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I love that because, again, this guy's unapologetic of, like, being, like, this femme, like, whatever sort of person. And it's like, I love that.
Well, I love the Q-Force because it has all of the different kind of, like, stereotypes of what Jane is. And because, like, when I was growing up, because I saw only effeminate, because that was what the stereotype was, that's how I thought I had to be.
Yeah.
And then it was always, like, shameful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, like, do I want to be femme? Like, I had tried to be Butch for a long time.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yo, I'm Paul.
It's like, what's up?
Ew.
How y'all doing?
Ew.
What's up, girl?
Ew.
What about movies like Philadelphia?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Philadelphia?
No, like, but I know
you're going to take away your gay card, you're going to have to give back the toaster oven. Because
what toaster oven?
You got when you became gay. So
wait, what? I didn't get no free toaster oven.
Oh, well, you didn't go to that meeting.
I must have missed it.
See, Philadelphia lives in that space where it's a great movie because it needed to be told, but it also lives in that space of it's another gay movie that's based on gay trauma.
Sadness, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a fantastic movie, but, you know, why does it have to be about someone dying from a disease?
Yeah. You know,
but it does have to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was amazing because it's 1983. We're in the midst of the AIDS crisis, you know, and people just think it's only, going to happen to gays, and it's not. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I think on like a happier note, something of recent was actually Schitt's Creek.
Oh, it's very formative because it was like,
because, and I feel like if I had that when I was younger, I would have probably felt comfortable to come out earlier and like be like, oh yeah, like this is, you know, this is my truth or whatever. Yeah. But like with Patrick and David, like their relationship is, I just cherish that because it's so cute and it's just so like authentic, you know? And it's just like, I mean, you can see yourself in both, you know?
Yes, where exactly. It's
like, oh my God, I am definitely David, where I'm like a hot mess, but then I'm also kind of like pragmatic sometimes about like Patrick. And then it's just like, I feel like that one was something that was definitely like a nice, like palate cleanser or whatever you want to call it of the day and age.
So sidebar on like, it's based on Philadelphia, but not really because it's just about Tom Hanks.
Is it cream cheese?
But did you see that video of Tom Hanks going off on people?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because he like went off on some people recently
about
because him and his wife were coming out of a restaurant and they were swarmed with people trying to get pictures and stuff. And he was fine. He was trying to do what he could, but they were trying to get to their car and somebody tripped his wife and he went off. Like, it's scary. Like, you really have to do some serious shit to piss off Tom Hanks.
Was it also kind of a turn on?
It kind of was.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, I did think that Tom Hanks was cute, like, especially, like, when he was in his
Forrest Gump.
Bosom Buddies and Joe versus the Volcano.
And Forrest Gump.
No.
You like the nerds. Hey, if you got that short sleeve shirt with the pocket protector.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a pocket protector in Forrest Gump?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't think he did.
I feel like he had like the little pocket thing.
I don't think so.
No.
So anyway, okay, so back. I mean, there's a lot of like serious movies like Philadelphia that I think are important.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't really watched a lot of them, have you?
okay. I was talking to Nick about this and I was like, I am not a movie person. So like, I haven't seen a lot of movies. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really, I mean, I'm kind of like TV, but like, I feel like I haven't seen a lot of movies that a lot of people have seen. TV shows, I'm kind of like far off from like everyone else what they've seen.
I mean, you've seen The Birdcage.
I haven't seen that.
Can somebody please shoot you in the face? Because, like, you have not watched The Birdcage with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. Mm-mm. Why?
Culture.
Why?
Awareness. But I've seen Dame Edna perform, so, like, there you go. Roundabout bitch here, you know? Like, I may not have seen movies, but, like, I have seen other queer things in the world. Thank God for my great aunt, though. Like, my great aunt, her best friend was gay, and I think she knew I was gay before I did, and, like, showed me all of these gay things that I didn't even know until I was older.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, like, she was paving my road.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
You actually had someone to help steer you in that direction.
But I don't think she was. I think she was just trying to, like, expose, like, the arts to, you know, me and my brother. Cooper, do you want to talk in the microphone?
Oh, okay.
He's just adjusting. He's so tired.
He is. He had a long day.
Did you go to the beach?
No.
Oh. It's the heat.
Yeah, it's the heat. It's not the humidity. It's the heat.
It's not humid out, no? It's just hot.
Yeah, it's just hot. Yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap up. Do you have any other movies that or shows that
I don't have any other movies. The only thing I have of like more of like an awakening, but wasn't really an awakening, was like any MTV show where they like challenge the real world versus road rules people.
Okay. So.
Break it down. Give it to me. What?
I used to love The Grind.
What's The Grind?
It was a dance show on MTV, and it was like Downtown Julie Brown, and who's the guy? Because he was in The Real World, and I used to love him because I thought he was so hot. Eric Nies. He was so hot, and that was like why I wanted to watch the show.
I don't think I've ever seen that. What was the preface or what was the premise of the show?
The Grind, it was just a dance show.
Oh.
Like, it was like Dance Party USA.
And they would just go dancing?
Yeah, they just danced to the new music.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, like,
fun.
Dance Party USA was also, like, a queer awakening for me because I was like, I would rush home to watch it because it was also a Canadian show.
Okay.
So, but, like, I would sit there and just watch these people dance and I'd be like, I want to be like them. And then I'd see a girl dancing with a cute guy and I'm like, I want to be her. Mm-hmm.
You want to be grinding up on that man.
But I did want to be on The Grind because I was like, I could dance better than them. But then I was like, but I also want to grind up on Eric Nies, so.
You might have been able to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I thought that The Real World Louisiana or New Orleans, when they had a guy on there who was dating a person who was in the military,
okay.
Was that, like, The Real World changed a lot of, like, the conversation around being gay and other things. Like, you had Pedro, who was HIV positive in San Francisco.
In the beginning, in the first episode. Or the first,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was, like, such a cool thing to see and have a conversation about. But then, you like, in the Real World New Orleans, Danny had a boyfriend who was in the military, so he couldn't be seen on mm-hmm. camera. Really? So he would be on camera, but you wouldn't see his face or anything that would define who he is.
And they heard, would you hear him talk?
I don't know if you ever heard him talk. I can't remember either, but no, I don't think so. But it was just like an interesting, like,
wait, did they reboot layer. It?
Huh?
Is it a reboot?
No, it's not a reboot. They're doing these things on Paramount Plus now where they're bringing each season back and doing like a reunion kind of thing, like, but a whole season.
Like, so where are they now?
Yes, in a way. And then they're all talking about like what happened in their season and everything.
Wait,
and
it's a full season of just one season?
Yes.
Reunion?
Yes.
Oh.
So it's like Real World New Orleans, Real World Seattle.
My God. Okay.
Yeah. It's actually, I guess it's
on Paramount
cool.
Plus?
On Paramount Plus, yeah.
And it's current date. So they just like look back at their time.
Yeah. And, like,
and they're probably like 20.
Exactly.
I remember I used to think that they were so old.
Watching them on MTV.
And they were like 26. And I'm like, ew. And now I'm like, babies. They're infants. Because I think you have to be less than 30 to be on it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because you thought 30 was so old. Like, when somebody was 29, you're like, you just barely made it.
Did you buy your plot of land in the cemetery? That's what I thought, yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next season. And, again, yeah. Be on the lookout because we might have something special planned for you.
We always have special things for you. Right. Special gifts.
And don't forget the special Pride episode.
Oh, and don't forget, too. We're going to drop a special Pride episode in July for you, because San Diego celebrates Pride in July because everything's so packed with, in June with everybody else. Yeah,
because we need our own.
Well, like Los Angeles has like two of them. They have LA Pride and West Hollywood Pride. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, do you really need two?
Wait, really? They have two?
Yeah.
This year, first time.
Okay.
Like you're being a little extra.
Where's the LA Pride?
In LA.
Where though? Like
downtown.
Okay.
Whatever. They had Christina.
Oh, that was the LA Pride?
Yeah.
Not West Hollywood Pride?
I think it was Hollywood Pride had another big name, but I think LA Pride was Christina Aguilera and Jessie J. Oh. But like, did you hear Christina brought like fluorescent green strap-on?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Photoshopped.
No.
But when she had her like rainbow thing, I was like,
but she was like pretending to use it on Kim Petras on stage. I was like, okay. Oh, go on, girl. Do you think she wanted to peg somebody? Oh, what a peg with somebody. All right, everyone, have a great week.
Special thanks to Andrew Smith and Nick Stone for producing the show. If you like us, please follow us at TU Gays Pod on Instagram and visit us online at tugayspod.com. You can find us anywhere you can stream podcasts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and let us know topics you'd like to hear. And always remember, stay safe, stay classy, stay sassy, and always stay a little bit trashy. See you next week.